This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement.
How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick Lessons of the Day episode where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. The first couple of points come from the Entree Leadership Podcast's recent interview with Anthony Iannarino and his book, The Lost Art of Closing. So first off, it isn't change that causes stress in a company, it's uncertainty. So if you think about, we're going to move offices on Monday, no one's really stressed about that because everybody knows that on Monday they're going to move. Whereas if you come in on Friday and they were talking about maybe or maybe not moving on Monday, you're very unsure about this. It's going to create stress, just chaos in the office. Are we packing up? Are we not packing up? But something as simple as that can cause stress in the company. So just think about the more complex issues in your company that are in a state of uncertainty and how much stress that itself is causing. If something as little as are we moving can cause stress. Also, with regards to leadership, just because you have a title, that doesn't give you true leadership. In order to lead people effectively, you also need to learn how to influence them. And everyone's kind of experienced this. A good leader that's gotten there through hard work and influence compared with a leader that's just been given their title or has gotten there through other means that weren't through proper hard work and proper commitment. Now, kind of moving on to the lost art of closing that Iannarino is writing about. The best salespeople get an advance to move the deal forward. He talks about this as in contrast to the overused motto, always be closing. It's definitely not about always be closing, because you want to be getting the customer to want to move forward with you. You might not be able to close a sale the first interaction you have with somebody, but what about the second, the third, the fourth, fifth? You want to keep moving your customer to the next step, because with this increased interaction, you're going to get more trust from the person, you're going to learn more about them. And what this comes down to is you want to gain commitment from the people you're trying to sell to. If you try and close it before you have commitment, you will definitely lose a sale because you haven't established that connection, that relationship, that trust. And if you rewind back a little bit, you want to know that that you're not selling to people, you're selling for people. You definitely want to approach sales with an attitude of service, because at the end of the day, you need to truly believe that what you're selling will benefit the customer in some way. If you're not willing to be in the customer's shoes, then the customer will see right through you, and they'll see that you're just trying to simply sell them rather than to help them, which is really what you're trying to do. And how do you get this? You want to ask questions instead of presenting and pitching constantly. You want to ask questions about them, I mean, both on a professional and personal level, to gain that trust, to gain that relationship. It allows you to serve the customer better so that you can provide them with what they need and not what you want to sell them. You need to give people value, because before they give you their time, they need to get something out of you. Because time, to everybody, that's the most valuable resource we all have. The next couple of points come from the Jason Hartman Podcast's interview with Dr. Kelly McGonigal on willpower. This is really cool stuff right here. Willpower isn't a trait that people have. Rather, it's a skill that can be trained. So two people aren't born with more willpower than others. They've just learned how to train that skill better. Dr. McGonigal talks about how to improve your willpower. So think of it as, rather than trying to control yourself, think of yourself like an athlete, where you need to be well rested and well fueled, because willpower and self-control takes a lot of mental and physical effort. If you're not in the best mental state or you're not well rested, it's going to be harder for you to control yourself, basically, because she talks about that self-care is a foundation of self-control. If you're not looking after yourself, how are you going to control yourself? So you definitely, before you try any of these challenges, you want to be the best version of yourself before you start doing this. So you need a brain that is well rested and a body that is well energized. So you definitely want to get enough sleep and eating correctly, have great nutrition. And she talks about meditation having really beneficial effects. I guess we should also address what she considers willpower is and What willpower is the ability to make choices that reflect your highest goals and values, even when there's a part of you that doesn't want to do it. It's also the ability to deal with setbacks. And finally, it's the ability to not do things that will hold you back. So those three things kind of work in tandem to create what we think of as willpower. And to really get a strong sense of willpower, you need to really identify your why and why you're doing things and also who you want to be. Those two things will really give you that motivation to keep going through the hard times when there definitely will be some hard times. Self-criticism also depletes our willpower, so you want to stay in that positive, constructive mindset. And finally, she talked about we need to reframe how we think about stress. Stress in and of itself isn't negative, and many people think any stress is negative. However, the problem with this is the fact that you can think about stress as being negative means that when you are stressed, you will have a bigger negative physiological effect than if you thought it was positive. So she talks about reframing your attitudes towards stress and how stress isn't always bad, and there can be very good constructive stress where, I mean, take exercising. It's all about putting your body under stress so that the next day you'll be, or the next week, you'll be stronger, you'll be more healthy than today, but you did put yourself under a certain type of stress. And finally, to sum it up, we've got a couple of points from an interview with Tony Robbins and Gary Vee, which was great. So there are three beliefs you need to have a successful business. You need to believe that the treasure is out there, you need to believe that you will find it, and you need to believe that it'll be worth it at the end of the day. And with this in mind, any successful business, you need to have a lot of patience. Like, whatever you think is going to happen, you need to be way more patient, because whatever you're working towards will take longer to get there, and it'll be harder to get than you originally assumed it would take. And finally, with this long, short-term view, you need to be running two businesses at all times. You need to be running the business you're in and then the business you're becoming or the business you want to become. So that's all I have for today, so go out and use it. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thanks for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.